Be careful.
Not real. I put up Semper P. I can research and create today's date is 01/08/2023. Dictation is 4. Roberto Salinas. Salinas spells S-A-L-I-N-A-S. Roberto spells R-O-B-E-R-T-O. Date of birth is 06/11/1966. 57-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, peripheral neuropathy. If a follow-up for these conditions, the medication refill states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient report flank pain today. So this has been going on for a little while, but it's gotten worse in the last 2 or 3 days. Said pain is located in his left flank and denies radiation, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 133/79. Pulse 70, respiration 18. Temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, normal bowel sounds, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Back, he has tender right flank. No deformity, no tenderness of the bony structures. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, correction. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented times 3, carrying neurons 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affective normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is with right flank pain. Assessment number 2, cystitis. Assessment number 3, hypertension. Assessment number 4, hypercholesterolemia. Number 5, vitamin D deficiency. Number 6, peripheral neuropathy. In clinic today, we did the following. Labs test, CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. A PSA, T3, T4, TSH, and testosterone. Ultrasound was done. Also, ultrasound revealed thickened bladder. Suspicious for cystitis. Next paragraph. He was discharged with the following medication: Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, lovastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 pill weekly for 9 days, number 12. Next medication, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 90 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.